Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
So, yeah, man, hope you guys, if you're off, stay with us. We'll be with you 2 to 6. But and then next week, too, man, we'll be working Monday. We got a special show before Monday Night Football, and we'll be working the day after New Year's because, obviously, we'll have a lot to talk about, including Georgia and Ole Miss.
Can't wait. I think next week's going to be a lot of fun. Big week with college football and the playoff, but we've got to get ready for the Rams on Monday night, and that starts today. Now, normally we're at Flowery Branch on Wednesdays, but because of Christmas Eve and the Falcons' practice schedule and all that's going on, we are going to get Coach on the phone today. So he will join us sometime here in the 2 o'clock hour. So stay tuned because, again, they're coming off the practice field. And then, Mike, we get a chance to talk to Bijan Robinson today. Mm. So B's going to join us, and we'll talk to him about an amazing season. But it's not over. I know he still has other things he would love to get accomplished. And hopefully they win out because, look, winning helps. And even though we're not going to the playoffs, if you're a player and you're playing over these last couple of weeks and your team isn't going to the playoffs in the NFL, you still want to go out on a high note. And I think B feels like, hey, they still have some things to prove. We'll ask him about that,
right,
all the things that he's accomplished and much more coming up here. But he will join us right after Raheem Morris today here on the show. 404-726-0929. You can always text us. We can see all the texts, guys, and find us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Make sure you follow that and like us, man, and make sure you stay up on all the content that's going on. Hey, we are going to take your phone calls. We had this on our pre-show behind the curtain today, and we said, what do Atlanta sports fans want for Christmas?
Right.
You get one. You get one gift, okay? And if you're going to call in, and we'd love to hear from you, we're asking you this because you can pick the team you want to pick. It doesn't matter. It can be the Falcons, which is front and center. It could be the Hawks. Mike and I talked a lot about that, and Day-Day and O on our pre-show today as well. But it can be anything Atlanta sports that you want, okay, for Christmas. And we're going to unwrap those gifts, and you're going to say, hey, Dukes and Bell, this is what I would love to have for Christmas when it comes to the Falcons. But you only get one present, guys. You can't have five or six things because everybody right now, Mike, seems like they do want a variety of things when it comes to that football team.
Right. I know that we could talk about, you know, coaching. Some guys, I'd be surprised how many folks said they want a new owner under the tree.
Interesting.
Because, you know, as we say, fair or unfair, if Arthur's listening, you know, happy Hanukkah and happy holidays. But it's just, you know, it is what it is. The constant in the equation, you know, has been Arthur Blank and his brain trust. What do you think? Rich McKay is still part of that? And we still think he is. So, yeah. Some guys may be saying that, or a starting quarterback that can stay healthy, you know, or maybe a quarterback who's not on this roster that you covet as a free agent.
That's right. Yeah, this can go almost anywhere you want it to. I'll tell you something I want. I'm gonna take my one right now. Can I get the Hawks to play some defense? Can I get the Hawks to play? Mike, it's a different team.
We didn't play defense.
If we play defense,
yep,
and if they learn how to play better defense as a collective unit. If that can happen, guys, I truly believe we could go deep in the playoffs. But with the way this thing has looked the last few nights, I just got to tell you, that's what I want under the tree, Mike. Give me, as an Atlanta sports fan, a defense, a Hawks team that plays and is defensive-minded.
Yeah, I might want Mike Malone under the Christmas tree.
Okay.
The former Nuggets head coach is out there. We were talking about this off the air the other day. I think I mentioned it on our pre-show podcast, which airs around 11 o'clock on Twitch and YouTube. I may need a new approach. And by the way, before you go, here you go again.
You guys
want to fire everybody.
You want to fire everybody.
NBA coaches get fired. Hockey coaches and NBA coaches like socks, okay? So, and again, what do I owe Quinn Snyder? What has Quinn Snyder given me?
What has he given you, Mike?
Nothing. You get nothing. So all I know from Quinn, you know, other than some stylish frames, is a whole lot of nothing. This is the best team he's had. Put something together, man. Let's go. Dre's back.
404-726-0929. We're having some fun today on Christmas Eve. We will get to our Falcons conversation here with Coach Rock coming up. Dan in Sandy Springs, is that who's called in here? Let's get this thing started, Dan. What do you want as an Atlanta sports fan for Christmas? What do you want?
Man, as an Atlanta sports fan for Christmas, I need Arthur Blank to have the most serious look on his face and look everybody in their face and let them know that you know I'm done with the BS, right? I'm done with it. I am done with it. So for at this point, I'm not calling for the head of Raheem, but I think he needs to have that conversation with Raheem to say, hey, brother, if I give you another shot, Zach's got to get up out of here. Also, we need to take into account and look into Rich McKay as well. Also, I need the Hawks to get it together. I need Quinn Snyder to figure out what we need to do defensively to be able to close out and finish these games, man. Ain't no way we score 150-some points and still lose.
It's so
frustrating.
That's
a problem, man.
It is
a problem, man. Let's go.
Dan,
let's get it together.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, up 15 halfway through the third. I mean, you don't blow that game.
No.
Come on now. With Trey, and Trey's back. And that was the thing. And Trey, you know, we talked about him. He can get to the stripe. You know, last night, and you and I talked about this earlier, it's like, whoa, really? An off-the-ball foul. Sometimes bodies get tangled, you know. But it was a call the ref had to make. Because Reece Ache, it's pretty obvious. It's blatant. And it's one you rarely see, especially at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Thought for sure we were going OT.
I did too.
State your source.
We are. Trey, we are. Good phone call. Way to get it started. Ralph is riding on I-20. They see me rolling.
Hey, man.
They hating. Ralph, hey, man, what do you want as an Atlanta sports fan for Christmas?
Man, for Christmas as an Atlanta sports fan, I want some professional pride in all of our teams.
Ooh.
I'm sick and tired of our teams being able, letting other teams come in here and set records, dunk on us indiscriminately. I mean, all of it is just shameful. Every time I turn on TV, somebody's setting a record against one of our teams.
It's fair.
I'm tired of it.
It's fair.
Fair is fair, man.
Merry Christmas, Ralph. Merry Christmas.
He's mad as hell. And he ain't going
to
take it.
I was about to say.
He's also on I-20, which, you know, that might not be a pleasurable experience. If you're going west, you know, which was Alabama, those people do not know how to drive.
No, it's true. Sorry. They see me rolling. Hey, man, he said professional pride. That's interesting,
right?
Mike. That's interesting.
No, it's a great point. I mean, the NBA has three faces, okay? Despite what they've done with this in-season, they go, nobody gives a crap.
Tell Steve Kuhn.
It's true. You've got the preseason, which is, I mean, it's too short, means nothing. So nothing's done, nothing's coached, and some guys have surgery right before preseason. Then you have this before the All-Star break, and that's it means a little bit more. But then the only time that really means anything is after the All-Star break, when everybody gets serious, kicks it into gear. And I'm just curious, you know, we got to get Kristaps Porzingis off this roster because he's just not giving you anything. Whatever the health concerns are, it is what it is. So I was excited about maybe seeing there was always a long shot call they were going to retain him because that's going to be a big deal.
It was.
Even at this stage of his career. But now I don't even get to see him with Trey and the whole gang. So at the trade deadline, what are you going to trade for more defense? I mean, you have Dyson Daniels. He was in street clothes last night. That did hurt you.
It did. First time he's missed. But I still feel like you have to have a defensive mindset. Listen, we've said this. I've said it on this show for years. Defense is effort. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't want to put the effort in to at least close out, get in the face of a guy, close out on shooters, do the things that are necessary, you know, you're not going to get the stops you need. And a lot of this is not about athletic ability. Guys, this day and age of shutting down guys in the NBA is done. All these guys are too good offensively. Trust me. None of these guys, you're not shutting down any of the elite players in the NBA. When I say shut down, I'm talking about holding a guy to like 6 points. He's got to have a terrible shooting night, and it's more than likely that it happens on his end than it does because you put defense in his face. You just got to be in the way, Mike. And that's what bothers me a lot of times. We're not even in the way. Guys getting easy layups, free runs to the basket. Right. Wide open fast break. Like, come on. That's what's bugging me.
And that was the thing last night. Giddey takes it right.
I thought we were a little soft on the ball.
Well, that's the thing. Trey can't defend Josh Giddey, so why is that even a thing?
Good point.
You know, on the switch. And I got to go back and remember how that one developed. But, you know, Giddey just takes it right over Trey to the basket. Now, I thought the same thing last night. Randy Lewis, a damn fool. He hits up. That's his tag on Twitter.
Yeah.
And he says, and I thought the same thing, be a good team if Trey stops doing dumb blank in the fourth, shooting from the logo with up six. Actually, I looked it up. That 32-foot three-point shot, they were up four. Now, Trey, shooter's going to shoot.
But you don't need that.
But that's
just state your source.
Well,
we are.
I saw it, Trey, and that's something I said to you on Monday. I said, when Trey comes back, none of this stuff from the hip. You know, I mean, when you're feeling it, You weren't feeling it last night. You couldn't hit anything from outside. So to put up a circus shot at that point, that's dumb.
You know what that is, Mike?
That's I'm not worried.
We are. That's hero ball.
Correct.
That's we're up four. If I hit this three, we go up seven. Look at me.
Right. Work it inside. Get Jalen Johnson involved. That's dumb.
Come on, Trey. Come on, Trey.
And that's just bad. That's bad decision making. And, you know, I saw guys already jawing with Ray, with Trey's dad. Four game losing streak. Says Trey's back. Here we go.
Yeah.
And, again, Trey's dad, Ray goes, that's clickbait. Well, I know. But and I you've triggered Ray Young, Ray's dad. But no, I do agree with some of what Ray said. He's not going to take shots at Quinn, but Quinn, do your job, man. What are you doing here?
He's not helping.
I'm not worried.
We are. Blank, first caller says Blank is going to have a serious conversation and look in the face of Raheem Morris and says, I'm done with it. Second caller says, let's have some professional pride with our teams. Yeah. Tired of getting dumped on.
Where's your pride, Willie?
We're asking you what Atlanta sports fans you want for Christmas. College Park Johnny, you're up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Merry Christmas. Hey, man.
Hey, Deuce and Bell. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's, man.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, only thing I want for Christmas for sports fan, two things. Georgia, go ahead and get that national title. Number two, Mr. Blank, if you want to win a championship, tell the Atlanta Falcons, go buy the Atlanta Braves, baby. That's all you need to do. Let's go.
Go buy the Braves. That's the only way he's going to get a chip?
I mean, technically, you know, if we're going to get a hockey team, that's what I want for Christmas. I want a hockey team.
Okay.
Add that to my list.
Put a billion in there.
Well, that's it. I got two tickets. I'm on Powerball for two.
Put a billion in there.
I won $7 the other day, Day-Day, so I reinvested it. Okay. Hey.
All right.
By the way.
Mike Bell's doing his part.
Hey, I'm telling you, I'm kicking in. For whoever the dude is, the dude, I'm in for $500 million if I win this lottery. I'm bringing hockey back.
I love it, man. I would love to get hockey back as well. It's just, you know, and this idea, can we support it? We've seen lesser markets support it. Mm-hmm. We know we can.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
No matter where you put the joint.
Yes.
Where you put in the arena.
Yeah.
And all I think the folks in Forest, I think they got the spot. I'd love to see Tony actually throw his hat in the ring, but of course, you got people say they'll never come downtown and watch hockey.
Well, you know what, though? I mean, the way downtown's being revitalized, this thing's going to be popping. It's right. Going to be popping downtown, Mike.
I think, and hey, you know, and by the time the NBA, the NHL gets around to it, maybe we'll have hovercraft, Carl, so we can get downtown and avoid the connector.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.